Well, the headlines may keep you up at night, but in general, half of Americans don't get the recommended 8 hours of sleep, and 70% of teenagers don't get the 9.25 hours they need, which is why the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending that schools start at 8:30 or later, and some districts are battling over that. We learn this in a new documentary, a collaboration between National Geographic, the Public Good Projects, and the National Institutes of Health, which also ties a lack of sleep to obesity, cancer, Alzheimer's, and car crash fatalities. Here's a father who lost most of his family to a tired driver.
The driver of the other car veered across all four lanes of traffic. And right here on the side of the road, my family died. I lost my wife, my son, and my daughter because someone was behind the wheel who had not had enough sleep.
Ben Howard in the documentary Sleepless in America, which takes to task Americans who, as one researcher says, no longer respect sleep. John Hoffman is executive producer. And John, that was devastating to hear that father. And I'm sure in your research, he's far from the only one.
That's correct. There are over 1,000 people who die on America's highways every year because of someone else falling asleep at the wheel. There are hundreds of thousands of accidents every year. This gentleman who you just heard, his wife and two of his four children died in that accident. One of the surviving children has struggled for many, many years with countless operations in his recovery. Really, the dangers are the same and sometimes worse than alcohol. 4 hours of sleep is equivalent to a six-pack of beer.
Yeah. And Mr. Howard found out that the dozing driver who killed his family was a medical worker. And we thought Mr. Howard was very gracious. He said he thought the driver was a victim, too, because medical workers are made to stay up. Stay there for a second. Medical workers, we hear from a few in the film.
I work a crazy amount of hours. I work two separate emergency service jobs. One of them has a schedule that is three nights on, then you get three off, and then it's 3 days on, and then you get three off. On my days off, I work another emergency job. So sleep, it's on the back burner.
Well, this is an area of tremendous study. Chuck Seisler, who is at Harvard, has done some of the landmark work on medical residents. Their increased risk for needle sticks and stabs, their dramatic increase in mistakes, and their 170% increased risk for serious accidents on the highway when they go home themselves. The young man, 22 years old, who was working at a hospital in Utah, had done a double shift. It was perfectly bright, sunny day, and he was on his way to his engagement photos.
The film talks about people who don't think they need sleep, sort of they're superhuman, and then people who know they do but can't get enough. Talk for a second about people who don't think they need it.
No one, not a soul in the human species, is immune to the effects of too little sleep. When studies are done on people who think that they are doing just fine, their reaction times, their judgments are seriously impaired. 2 weeks of sleep deprivation, meaning about 4 hours of sleep a night, will turn a young, lean, very healthy male into a pre-diabetic.
Pre-diabetic, because the insulin is all knocked out of whack?
Right. So we cannot control the way that our insulin and our blood sugar is regulated. And they are functioning very differently in the evening and the night compared to the day. We are a species that sleeps at night and is awake during the day. And when you go against those patterns, well, then there are consequences. Name your fear. Is it heart disease? Is it a stroke? Is it Alzheimer's? Is it cancer? Is it depression? Name your fear. Inadequate sleep is a risk factor for all those things. So there's a study that was just released about dementia and sleep loss that shows that those who get inadequate sleep are at much higher risk for dementia later in life. No one wants to lose their mind.
Or lose their life. The most disturbing study is with mice who had been injected with cancer cells. They grew tumors. Half the group was not allowed to sleep, and the tumors grew at a much greater rate. That's frightening.
I think this is one of the most powerful things, one of the most illustrative examples of how inadequate sleep affects the body. This study done by David Gozal at the University of Chicago, the sleep was not that they were not allowed to sleep. They had disrupted sleep. Mm. And this mimics the kind of sleep that people with sleep apnea have, meaning that hundreds of times a night they wake gasping for breath. The mice were a simple bar went across the bottom of their cage that made them wake up for a moment and then went right back to sleep. This is the way that people with sleep apnea sleep. Or someone who lives near an airport, or someone who lives on a busy road and there might be a truck that goes by and they wake up repeatedly through the night, but they're not aware of it. And so the tumors grew at twice the rate, and they were extremely lethal. The immune system of those mice was not functional.
It's Here and Now, and if you're just coming on board, we're following all the breaking news out of France. But in the meantime, we've been speaking about the new documentary Sleepless in America, a collaboration of National Geographic, the Public Good Projects, and the National Institutes of Health. Here are some more facts about the effects of lack of sleep. It makes you crave fatty food. Short sleepers eat 500 calories more a day than people who get 8 hours of sleep. It may be connected to Alzheimer's. Sleep clears out toxins and one of the proteins associated with the disease. Sleep boosts the immune system, heart health, cuts car crashes in teens by 70%. According to Mark Roskind of the National Transportation Safety Board, every aspect of a human is impaired by lack of sleep by 20 to 50%. John Hoffman is executive producer of Sleepless in America. And John, we talked about people who say they don't need sleep, but what about people who can't get sleep? They have sleep apnea, or they desperately want to sleep, but they can't. Let's listen to some voices from Sleepless.
Sleep is, it appears as though it's afraid of me. I may doze off, but then I wake up and stare into the darkness, watching the darkness stare back at me.
You know, if you go night after night without being able to get a good night's sleep, there is panic.
What's wrong with me? Why is this happening the same time every night?
And this goes on until 3, when you finally give up. So you just start your day.
And what did you find about why people can't sleep?
It could be pain. It could be anxiety. Insomnia is when it is a chronic condition and it severely impacts your ability to function, your ability to work, your mood. We have evidence that there are some behavioral treatments for insomnia that are, for many people, more effective than drugs.
Give us just a quick thumbnail of what some of the thinking is.
It's very, very simple. When you start your day, the pressure, what they call sleep pressure, it starts building. And so from the moment you wake up, you are building this need to sleep. And at a certain point, you can't fight it anymore, and boom, you fall asleep. So the doctors advise us to stay in bed as little as possible. And the way that we do that is we get up the same time every day. No matter how little sleep you've gotten, no matter how physically active you might have been the day before, you start your day always at the same time so that your body gets used to how much sleep pressure has built. If you wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm someone who has struggled with that, and this has changed my life. If you wake up in the middle of the night, get out of bed, go into a dimly lit room, and do something boring. Read a really bad piece of nonfiction, do a really hard crossword puzzle that you can't possibly get through. And when you feel that need to sleep start building again, you start yawning, go back to bed.
You also talk about light. You speak to Dr. Twiri of the National Institutes of Health. He talks about the importance of the circadian rhythms, sleeping when it's dark outside, being awake during the day. That's been disrupted since the invention of the light bulb. It's so much worse now because we have 100 other devices around us, not just the light bulb. But you mentioned sleep apnea. It sort of intersects with the huge problem with the trucking industry. So much fatigue and so many accidents around truckers. You know, many of them either have terrible shifts, they also can't sleep. Let's listen.
Yeah, I always thought that being tired was part and parcel of being a truck driver. I can't tell you how long I drove around in the middle of the afternoon thinking, man, you know, I really need to stop this thing and take a break, and kept going.
You take us to a company called Schneider in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is a forward-thinking company that's trying to do what about its employees?
They are trying to do everything they can to minimize the accidents. And they've done a study. It's really one of the most sophisticated studies of the causes of catastrophic accidents by their drivers. There was a very high correlation between catastrophic accidents and truckers who have untreated obstructive sleep apnea. And by just focusing on that one health risk factor, they have virtually eliminated their catastrophic accidents. And anybody who is a serious snorer, and if you are the family member, the partner of somebody who snores, they really should be checked out and make sure they don't have sleep apnea.
And in fact, you visit the sleep lab on many different occasions. Let's just hear what you're talking about when you talk about this, you know, almost choking that happens to people with sleep apnea. Let's listen. So, John Hoffman, you were telling us about this one company that wanted to do something about this. What'd they do?
Schneider, which has one of the largest fleets of trucks on America's highways, made it mandatory for every one of their drivers who was over a certain body mass index and who had a neck over a certain circumference to be evaluated for obstructive sleep apnea.
They measured their necks. That's one of the things you do.
Yes, because the weight, the extra fat that can be in the neck, it will add to the weight that presses against our esophagus when we're sleeping. And so basically we start choking. Sleep apnea is the suffocation of the brain because the body is not getting oxygen because our airways have collapsed when we're asleep. And so the brain sends a signal to wake up because it is literally suffocating. That means they're never getting the restorative sleep that we need. They never are going into deep restorative sleep. And the connection between untreated sleep apnea and heart disease is extremely high. So anybody who has been diagnosed can be prescribed a CPAP machine, which blows air into the airway to keep it open. It is 100% effective.
Yeah. Look, there's other mythology about sleeping that you take down in your documentary, including the one I always had, which is you can make up for it. You really can't. If you go 5 hours a night every night and then you have 10, you have not made up the 3 or 4 you missed every night.
Right. The damage is done. The havoc of our hormones being out of whack, our blood sugar being out of whack, making up for this on the weekend has now been shown by David Dinges at Penn to be a fallacy.
You have one other researcher saying the single best thing and the most effective thing you can do for your health is to get a good night's sleep. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I struggle with not getting 8 hours of sleep. The vast majority of us, meaning people who don't have insomnia and people who are not working 2 or 3 jobs to pay the bills, that majority is choosing to not get adequate sleep. They're binge watching television. They're doing social media. They are choosing those things and all that stimulation over sleep. You know what? Put the devices away. Turn all those blue light emitting devices off 1 hour before sleep time and choose a bedtime that's 1 hour earlier.
John Hoffman, executive producer of Sleepless in America, the film created by National Geographic, the Public Good Projects, and the National Institutes of Health. We will link you to the documentary at hereandnow.org. John, thank you.
Thank you very much.